Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Diane Nutt, speaking to her at her home suburb of Dallas, Texas. And Diane, from a little child, even though you backslid, but praise God, he rescued you.
Yeah.
But from a little child, you've understood the intimacy with God. And I have to believe that all the stuff you went through when you backslid broke you, that you even carry more of the glory of God. I want you to teach on how we can be carriers of the glory of God. I want you to teach on how we could have intimacy with God, the same intimacy that you have.
Well, the first thing I believe that needs to be established in our hearts is that when we come to the Lord and we receive the power that's in the blood of Jesus, that we are forgiven and everything is forgotten. And that is a key thing of being able to cultivate the presence of God. And so we must get past the place of sin in our life and remembering it, because a lot of times we do remember it because the enemy wants to use it to keep you with your eyes on yourself. And so what I always teach is that there is a place where God wants us to dwell that is above the mercy seat, because at the mercy seat, we are conscious of our sin. But when we go above the mercy seat into the Holy of Holies, it's just His Shekinah glory. And so we have to truly forget. Someone said, well, how do you forget that, Diane? You just forget it. You cast down the vain imaginations that come in your life that exalt themselves against the will of God, and you bring into captivity the very thought of the obedience of God's word, of His will in your life. And you have to seek Him. It's the more you seek Him. And Sid, a lot of times, you know, people, even people listening right now, you're saying, well, how do I seek Him? Well, you find a little place, a quiet place, to sit before Him, because He wants our full, undivided attention. And He wants you to know right now, those of you that are listening, and He wants to bring you to that place of just knowing that He is always there. He said He'd never leave you, He would never forsake you. But yet He calls you and He bids you to come away with Him. That's because He wants you to leave the place that you are in this earth, and He wants you to recognize where you have been seated, and that is in heavenly places with Him. And when you learn to not focus on your circumstances and what you've done and where you've been, and you just begin to worship Him, then what happens is you invoke His presence. God inhabits the praises of His people. And so when you start praising Him and you just acknowledge who He is and what He has done for you, then that really does take your eyes off of yourself. And, you know, Sid, a lot of times I'll just say, you know, Lord, I'm not going to go anywhere until I know that I know that I know that You are here, because I don't want to just know in my mind. I want to know in my heart, because I feel You. And God is a very tangible God, and He wants us to feel the majesty and splendor of who He is. Because you know what? Someone that's listening right now, you feel pain in your heart. You feel angry and you don't know why things have happened in your past that you are not identifying with, and God wants you just to receive his love right now and just say to the Father, Lord God, I give you the anger and I give you the bitterness and the sadness, the depression, and I receive your comfort. I receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I receive your joy. I receive the completeness of who you are in my life, Lord. Make me whole this very moment. In Jesus' name.
Diane, I want you to explain and perhaps maybe even give us an example of how you worship God.
Whenever I first started just worshiping the Lord, quite often we think we need to have a CD or a worship tape, but you just release what is in you. So I just began to release what was in me in worshiping the Lord and just singing to him, I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I honor you. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. I honor you. You know, you just start worshiping him and just start loving him and exalting him because everyone has a song in them. And when we sing that song to the Lord out of our heart, it brings deliverance to us. But as I began to worship the Lord in that way, then there were worship songs that I would learn and worship songs that I would just get while I was singing to the Lord, and it would just carry on to a deeper place of worship. And I believe this is a powerful way for us to just enter into that holy place that God wants to bring us into. So then I started singing this little song that said, come to my chambers, sweet Holy Spirit. Speak to me softly as I close the door. Heavenly Lover, let thy presence hover. Shekinah unending is all I long for. See how sweet that is. He loves for us to just invite him into our lives and then to desire for him to hover over us and to dwell in us. And when we just forget about everything else and we just worship him, then he comes and he brings his love and he brings that beautiful warmth of the embrace of his grace in our lives and that love that is just overwhelming. And all of a sudden, you just forget everything totally. And it is all about him. And that's what I was talking about. Rising up above the mercy seat, not being conscious of yourself, but it's totally him. That's all we can see and that's all we can feel is just him. And Sid, I play the keyboard by ear and I can just pick up a tune and just begin to play it. And so I've had people that have gotten delivered. You know, they've listened as I've played on the phone. And one person, in fact, he used to be a pastor in our church, youth pastor. He almost ended up on the floor underneath the desk. One lady went through a deliverance for about almost three hours, and the deliverance just continued. I mean, she was...
You mean just while she was listening to you worship God with your little playing by ear piano?
Yes. Yes. She literally... demons were manifesting, and, you know, her sons, and this is what was amazing, is that her sons came to the door, and they actually saw her, you know, going through a deliverance and was able to tell them that everything was okay, you know, not to worry about anything, but she was going through some strong deliverance.
You know, this is normally not taught, and I don't know why it's not taught. And most Christians go through the religious ritual of going to church, having the pastor speak, and doing the announcements, and same old, same old, and they don't change. But there's so much more, and I believe that what you're talking about right now is such a missing ingredient among believers. Are you being provoked to jealousy? I hope you're being provoked to jealousy. If now, you don't do this to get something from God. You do this because you're madly in love with the Lord. Is that right, Diane?
Yes, I am. He means more to me than the air that I breathe. I love him dearly. He gave me my life. He spared my life time after time after time. In all my weakness and wrong choices that I've made, he still loves me. How can I not love him? He loved me first, and he gave me such a compassion in my heart.
I want you to talk about compassion on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishpocha, we're making this entire week's CD available at no charge if you'll call our toll-free number. And I'd like you to consider getting our CD of the month, in which I have excerpts, the best excerpts from all of people I interview the entire month, plus a teaching. It will boost you when you need to be boosted spiritually. Our toll-free number for that free CD, as well as information on how to become Mishpocha, is 1-800-548-1918. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.